Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Voke Bike Podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Hausler. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. These short 8 to 15 minute podcasts cover a wide range of topics to help you get faster, whether you're looking to win a national championship, finish Leadville, crush Tulsa Tough, get on a Gravel Worlds podium, or simply drop your friends. If we've never met, I'm the co-founder and president of Evoke Bike. I've been coaching athletes since 2010, and I've trained with Power for over 150,000 miles. I've also won 3 Masters National Championships, but I'm mostly proud of my nearly 100 Pro 1 podiums simply because it shows my consistency in the game and my hunger to get better for not only myself, but the Evoke community, which includes you. If you enjoy these podcasts, please leave us a review on Apple or follow and download the episodes from Spotify. And if you want to take your support to the next level, please click the support link at the bottom of this podcast, where your donation will help us pay for everything that helps to keep this free podcast going. Now to the show. Hey guys, I wanted to use this podcast to quickly show love to the endurance ride. And I think that we all, if you've listened to this channel long enough, you know I'm a huge proponent of aerobic training. This is an aerobic sport. Even if you have a 1 minute max effort, there's a big aerobic component to that. Becoming a better aerobic athlete is going to make you a better, faster, stronger cyclist. It's really hard to argue that. Now, if you are doing a super short track effort, being an aerobic athlete will help you be a better athlete. Does that mean you do not need anaerobic power? Definitely not. I'm not saying that. This is not an a or situation. You want and both, but it's figuring out the balance and turning those dials of training so that you can create enough power anaerobically, but you want more aerobic power. Now, with that, the reason I'm posting this podcast is everyone usually does not leave a comment, and you don't need too much of a comment on an endurance ride, but because of that, I see that athletes don't give it as much credit to why they become faster, and therefore it becomes the most skipped workout of all of them. If someone does a 4x10 threshold and they finish it and they complete it, you're damn right they are going to leave an excited comment. They are pumped. They are stoked. They may have even seen, if they're a newer cyclist, like, well, I got a 30-minute PR from linking these 4 10-minute efforts together. I think the next time I do this, I could definitely probably do 12 minutes each. You know, steady power intervals, that's where it's easier to see personal growth in them. Now, the one to play devil's advocate to that, just if you did 4x10, maybe you had 4x12 in you. And so it's not really the next week. It's not like you grew, you did 4x10 and now you amazingly changed and can now do 4x12. A lot of that's mental. I promise you a lot of that's mental. That's one reason why I think progression is a little overhyped. But at the same time, I do see there is some importance to that. But I think it's more for the newer cyclist. I think if you are in the Cat 1-2 range, you should be able to bang out 10, 15-minute intervals if you're in the season at any point in time, unless you haven't been training anything around that, then that would be a different problem. But here's the thing. So someone leaves a super pumped comment. They do a VO2 max workout. They leave a really pumped comment. Something goes wrong or they don't feel well, they leave a really pumped comment, but they complete a 2-hour endurance ride and they mail it in as if it's, you know, what are you going to say? I get that. But I think I want this podcast to highlight again how important they are. So since it's not a ride that you comment on or get excited about, and we just assume that we should be able to do these. Myself, if I feel bad on an endurance ride, I'm like, oof, what's wrong today? Like, man, yesterday must have really been harder than I expected. Don't forget, these endurance rides are what is creating the animal with inside you that does and completes the harder workouts. You are increasing mitochondrial density. You are helping those slow twitch muscle fibers become more efficient. they are becoming better at using fat for fuel. You are helping to increase and have more efficient glycogen storage and utilization. All of these things on a cellular level that are happening when you are riding endurance, it's not a tangible watt, right? We don't get to come home and look at Training Peaks and get excited about it. We don't get to look at a new PR. But this ride is laying the aerobic foundation for you to have those big mega rides. So when you have an amazing endurance ride and you come home and you feel good, I want you to feel stoked that you feel that way. Brendan, it's just an endurance ride. Who really cares? Here's another thought that I find very, very interesting. Let's say, now I think saying you train 50 weeks a year, that's probably a slight exaggeration, but I'm going to use it because it's a round number and multiplying by 48 is much harder. 50 weeks in a year. Let's say you have 3 endurance opportunities during the week and you do 3 2-hour rides. That is 3 times 2 is 6 hours. You do it for the 50 weeks. That's 300 hours of training. That is 300 hours of training that is making you a much more aerobic and faster cyclist with much less fatigue than other parts of cycling, right? Much less fatigue than FTP, obviously. Mentally so much easier to do than VO2 max. This is a 2-hour endurance ride is a 120-minute interval that you can do with your friends as long as Joey is down to pedal and isn't coasting for 50% of the day. This deserves so much credit. 300 hours? Now you only need to train 200 more hours? I think you're a pretty damn serious cyclist when you're training 500 hours in a year. There's the 500 and 600 hour group. Then the next level is the 700 to 800 hour group. And then once you get, you know, if you're hitting 900 hours plus, that's like you're really in this thing. That deserves a lot of kudos. And now you think about it, hey, I got a hard ride on Tuesday, Thursday, so I'm riding endurance on Wednesday, and then I have Saturday and Sunday. If you don't just go crush, you know, six hours could really become, I don't know, it might be 10 hours. Like you might have 450 hours of endurance right there. That over a 4-year, 5-year, 6-year, 10-year period, you are going to freaking crush. You need to be competing against your prior self and putting in those base miles will no doubt make you so much stronger than you previously were. This is actually making me really excited because I ride a lot of endurance. So take me as a grain of salt. I'm biased because I truly believe in this type of training for cycling. I think that the intervals are important. I think that they are overdone because they are focused on too much. And I think it's a big reason why athletes get really crispy by June and July. I have started doing less really hard interval sessions. And I raced in Ecuador in December and I was hungry as hell to race. I was feeling amazing in September and October. I rode more than I'd ever ridden before. And I truly believe it is because a big part is because I did fewer mind bending sessions than I used to. I was always sending it. I really think that, and I'm not saying doing 2 hard sessions during the week is a bad thing. I think for some athletes too that can do the long ride on the weekend, Tuesday, Thursday, go ham, go do your thing. Especially if they don't have a super hard group ride to do, then you need to do some interval intensity. But man, if you can get those long back-to-back weekend rides in and you do 2 4-hour back-to-back endurance rides, you are crushing. Maybe make them 4.5 hours. I really think, and this is, I'm getting a little biased here. I really am starting to feel like the 4:45 ride is this really juicy sweet spot. I do tend to notice once I go over 5 hours, I notice more fatigue. And you could make the case of, well, Brendan, that's because that's now one of your longer rides. But even when I used to do 6 hours was my long ride and 5 hours was the like kind of long ride. And if I rode 4 hours on the weekend, I was like, I didn't feel like I rode. Those were really like, I was pretty banged up on Monday from super long endurance back to back. And I feel now that the freshness that I have come Tuesday from 2 4-hour and 45 minute rides, I realize this is getting like almost too granular, but this is what this podcast is about. Just sharing, talking about training concepts, training ideas. It gets a conversation started, hopefully in your head. So you think about your own training and then, I don't know. I just like talking about training. So I'm not telling you that there's no science behind this. And I think a big part of endurance sports needs this. Just the conversation, not me telling you what to do. But anyways, 4:45. That's been my shtick lately. I do go over it. I do go under it. But it's also been a nice duration to help me hit that 20-hour mark. I've been trying to cap my weeks at 23. For me, I just think with what I'm doing with work right now, and some side projects, when I train more than that, things just get too hectic. Like I've just really run out of time. And I've been trying to buffer a few extra hours in life for husband things, for when the week doesn't go as planned. And honestly, the first 3 years of Evoke was so ham of blogging and videos and podcasts and onboarding new athletes, and it was just me and Patrick, and it was, I was carrying a heavy load. And so I think pausing for a little bit has been really helpful to overall sanity and overall longevity. I don't want to burn out on loving talking about cycling, because I put out this podcast and then someone in the Discord will make a comment about it and it gets a conversation going. And that is at the core heart what Evoke is about. Steve, if you're still not in the Discord and you listen to the podcast, I'm scratching my head. Maybe you don't like typing or text, and I could relate to that. But man, get it on your computer. It's a website. There's just a wealth of opinion, and I really love jumping into that group, and I'm trying to get in there daily. I've also been in some other Discord groups for some NFT investments I've been doing and just trying to learn more about that. I'll be excited when the Evoke group has a drop of sorts, we'll say. So with that, give yourself credit and pat yourself on the back when you crush those big mega endurance rides. They matter a lot.